We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Simen Vav, Sif Dalet. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Noagin, She'achar Sheberach Echad, Birkas HaShachar, V'anu Achar V'amen. There are some who practice that after one person makes the bracha of any of the Birkas HaShachar, everyone answers Amen. Choser Echad Me'onim Amen, V'avarech V'anu Achar V'amen. Then somebody else says the bracha out loud, and everybody else answers Amen. V'kaseder Ze'osen Kolosam Sha'ar Amen Tchila. And everybody ends up making the bracha on their own and answering Amen to everybody else one by one. Ve'in la'ar aleihem v'lomar shekvar yatzu b'amen shanu tchila. One should not complain and say they're doing something wrong because they were yotze when they answered Amen the first time. Because the person making the bracha is not having in mind to be motzi the people that are answering Amen. Even if the person who was making the bracha was having in mind to be motzi everybody else, they have in mind not to be yotze with his bracha. So therefore, even though they're answering Amen, they are able to make the bracha on their own. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that they did this is because they wanted to have 190 amens every day. The Tshuva Me'ava says that we have in mind not to be yotze with the bracha of the shatz anyway, and we do this in Shmona Esrei also, we aren't yotze, so therefore for sure you're allowed to do this. All the Prima Gadim says that nowadays really only the Shelech Tzibur should say it out loud. Says the Mishnah Berurah, everybody should do what their minhag is. The Aruch HaShulchan comments that this suggestion of the Mechaber that we have in mind not to be yotze, so even if the person making the bracha has in mind to be yotze everybody, it doesn't matter because everybody else has in mind not to be yotze. The Aruch HaShulchan says that this doesn't really help us. Some say that this doesn't work in this case because what are these brachos? These brachos are praising Hashem. So how could you say, oh, I have in mind not to be yotze and praise Hashem? By answering Amen, you're automatically agreeing that Hashem is great and you're praising Hashem in that bracha. So it won't help you, says the Aruch HaShulchan, to have kavana not to be yotze, because you're just praising the way that the world works, and that's enough. So how else do we get out of this problem? So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes some, who the Mishnah Berurah quotes as well, the Levush, that you can't be yotze these brachos unless you have 10 people there. So maybe if you don't have 10 people there, that would be one way of getting out of this problem, that you can't be yotze the brachos then. But others disagree with that, and maybe you do have 10 people there. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the two best etzas are either to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo when you hear the other person making the bracha, because then for sure you're not yotze, as you cause a hefsek in the bracha. So you can't be yotze somebody else's bracha if you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And this, we know, is true in all situations, such as when it comes to the Megillah, when the person reading the Megillah makes a bracha, everyone announces, do not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, because this causes a hefsek. So one option is to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo when answering the Berachos HaShachar. The other option, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is to just make sure to say the Berachos HaShachar beforehand. So you say the Berachos HaShachar to yourself, and then you can answer Amen to the bracha of the Shaliach Tzibur, since you were already yotze beforehand. Simen Zayin, Din Levarach Berachos HaShachar Yatzar, Kol Hayom Achar HaTalas Mayim. Sif Aleph, Kol Hayom K'sha'usat Tzarchav. The whole day, whenever you go to the bathroom, being tanim, being dolim, whatever type of relieving oneself it may be, mavarich asher yatzar v'lo an latiel siyadayim af imrotz elil maror lespal miyad. You just say the bracha of asher yatzar. You don't make the latiel siyadayim. You only do that in the morning after going to the bathroom. Even if you want to learn a daven, you don't make a bracha of latiel siyadayim only in the morning, but asher yatzar you make throughout the day. The Mishnah Berurah says that one is able to recite the asher yatzar even if it's been a while since you said asher yatzar. However, there is a point in time where you can no longer make it. The Kaf HaChaim says that you have a half hour to make the bracha. After that time, you should say the bracha without Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. The Mishnah Berurah, however, quoting the Shari Tshuva and others, suggests that the bracha can be said as long as you do not need to go to the bathroom again, even if more than half hour has passed. So as long as you don't need to go to the bathroom again, you can make an Asher Yatzar on having gone to the bathroom a while ago. The Aruch HaShulchan says that one can recite Birkas HaGomel as long as one still feels thanks for what had occurred. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, based on this, Aruch HaShulchan, the same thing is true with Asher Yatzar, that as long as you feel the appreciation for having gone to the bathroom, then you can still make Asher Yatzar. But if you've totally forgotten about going to the bathroom, then you can no longer make an Asher Yatzar. Now, this Rav Shlomo Zalman is a tremendous chiddush, and nobody else had said it beforehand. But if one wants to be choshesh for that, they should. But b'di'evit, if one didn't make the bracha of Asher Yatzar, they can always rely on the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah and say that as long as they don't have to go to the bathroom again, they can still make an Asher Yatzar on their previous having gone to the bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah then makes the point, if one went to the bathroom and then they ate something, they finished a fruit, whatever it may be, or they went the other way, whichever it is, which one do you do first? Do you make the bracha achrona, the borna fashra ser nalamichya, or do you say Asher Yatzar first? So the Mishnah Berurah says that one should make the Asher Yatzar first because it is tadir. It is generally made more often, and tadir sheino tadir tadir kodem. So better to make the Asher Yatzar before the bracha achrona. The Kavach Chaim says that Asher Yatzar is also recited even before Berkas Amazon so that you don't forget to say Asher Yatzar, because if you forget to say it and then you have to go again, then you will totally lose that bracha. So in order to ensure that you don't lose the bracha, we allow you to say it even before benching. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes that if one drinks something which causes them to have diarrhea, or they are having diarrhea, they must make a bracha each time that they go to the bathroom, unless they feel an immediate urge to go to the bathroom again after having gone the first time. So then you can't make a bracha because your body is unclean. But as long as there is not an immediate need to go to the bathroom again, you would need to make a bracha each time you go to the bathroom, even when you have diarrhea. If it is so strong that you need to go immediately, then we said you would not make an Asher Yatzar.